They say James Brown is the godfather of soul. Well, you could make a pretty strong case for our next guest, who used to play with Brown, as the godfather of funk.
Yeah.
Where my ladies at, baby?
I'm in the place to be.
Yeah. Where my ladies, mama?
I'm in the place to be.
That is Bootsy Collins. Collins played with James Brown back in the early 70s. Later, Collins joined Parliament Funkadelic. That's the music collective headed by George Clinton. In the 80s, he became a solo artist, and he has been going strong ever since. He's just released his latest album, Worldwide Funk, and he's with us now. Bootsy Collins, welcome.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm well. I'm glad to have you with us. So we're going to talk about this first album in 6 years. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It gets to the point where those kind of things have to come to you. You know, they're like songs. I mean, you know, you can't just do a track, you know, and you got to take time to let them come. Because before, when you're out there on the road just hitting it and then recording and hitting it and recording, that was in the younger days, you know. Now it's like it's either the road or you're in the studio. So I had to take time off of the road and start recording.
Victoria got a secret, yo, and I can't tell, cause I'm out on bail. Dig it now. Just like a boomerang.
You recorded this at home in Cincinnati. You're in Cincinnati today as we talk to you, and this is where you grew up, right?
Yeah, this is the home front right here.
Now, some people listening to us might not know that Cincinnati has this whole long, rich history of funk and soul. It's where you started out. I mean, King Records, where you got your start, is, yep, is a Cincinnati label.
King Records was kind of like our Motown. It was the spot where all the stars were at, and when they came in town, you would want to go see them and get close to them if you could. And so that was the spot. And nobody could actually go in until we made friends with this one guy who was a A&R. His name was Charles Sperling. And we asked him to come hear us. We was all excited, you know. And he actually came in and heard us and thought we was pretty good. Next thing you know, he invited us over to King. And that's how we got in the front door of King.
And you were how old then?
I had to be like around 16.
Wow.
And I didn't get to meet James Brown until I was like around 18. But during all that time, I got a chance to work inside of King with different artists. And that's how James Brown heard about us. That's how we actually wound up with him.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up, get up.
Things you wish you'd known then that you know now, what advice would you give to the 16 or 18-year-old Bootsy Collins?
You know what? I'm pretty pleased with that rebellious boy.
He did all right.
Yeah, he knew he needed a father figure in his life because, you know, I grew up with my mother and my brother and sister. So I didn't have a father figure in the house. So the godfather, you know, he played that role seriously. He always treated me like a son, and he would always give me these lectures, you know, like, you're not on it. You know, you need to stop doing this and stop doing that. And, you know, so I was being disciplined, and it was good. It was good for me.
Can we hit it and quit?
Is there a song on this that you can't stop, you know, tapping your toe to that makes you want to get up and dance?
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you which one it is. It is Bass Rig System. Don't you want to get funked up? I'm all funked up. Yeah, I love that one, man.
I think I can feel your foot tapping from here.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I got a chance to call on some of my compadres, my bass friends, and, you know, the vibe was just so intense, you know, and everybody that's on there got a chance to shine.
And what's going on at the beginning of the song where we hear this voice say,
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. As said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including...
Well, you know, all of this campaign stuff was going on during the time.
Presidential campaign stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And all of that was going on while I was, you know, trying to record the record, you know. And I was like, oh, yeah, this will definitely fit right into the groove. Because I named the song, if you notice, Bass Rigged System.
Oh.
And so all of that kind of ties in, you know.
A little political commentary in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that might be the first funk bass tribute to the 2016 presidential campaign.
I think so.
You win that one.
I think. Oh, man. But yeah, I really like that one a lot.
Supersonic, aerial diabolic, space bass aphonic, megabit of bitabolic. Yeah, I'm perfect for funkin', you see. Feel the resistance.
Bootsy Collins, before I let you go, I have to note, the last time you came on NPR was when your last album came out, and you talked to my friend and colleague, Michelle Martin, and you told her all about what you were wearing that day, and I have been jealous ever since. You were apparently wearing your trademark star glasses and a top hat. So I'm hoping you were going to let me one-up Michelle Martin and tell me you came even better dressed for our conversation.
Well, I don't know if I'm better. I would say I do have my trademark stars on, but I'm kind of low-key today.
Well, the star glasses,
yeah.
You got that.
Well, I figured since it was you, I said, well, let me just calm it down a little bit. You know, we're just going to chill, you know, and just feel good about life, you know. And I kind of calmed it down a little bit. I don't have my top hat on. I have a cowboy hat on.
Well, you know, I'm wearing the top hat and the neon pink suit. Did you know that?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm teasing you. I'm wearing old Levi's. You got me beat anyway.
Oh, oh man. But it's really a good vibe and a good chance to talk to you and spread that funk around the world.
Funkmaster Bootsy Collins talking about his new album, there you go, called Worldwide Funk. Bootsy Collins, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.